as a veteran, I came back from Desert Storm. Well, I don't even know how to say it. I don't want to get emotional, but I had been the victim of sexual assault and was not treated for that in an appropriate manner back then, and came back. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. I didn't realize I was suffering from PTSD as a result of that attack, where I had almost been killed on three different occasions by my assailant. And I was discharged from the military after I was put into a mental institution for basically having a nervous breakdown because mm-hmm. I was forced to continue working around my assailant for 6 months, living with him, eating, etc. And I could never get away. I mean, in the civilian world, if you're attacked, you have the option to move. You can always move out of state, change your name, etc. When you're in the military, you don't want to go AWOL. I mean, that's a criminal offense. And I thought, I'm not the criminal. So I ended up basically having a mental breakdown because I just didn't have any other way of coping with the trauma of that. That was in 1991 that I was discharged. And I kind of had a very low period in my life after that until 1996. I did try to finish my degree, and I eventually did. In 1997, I finished my geology degree at the university. But I just had such a struggle getting through school, and it used to be so effortless. And I did not realize that I was really still suffering a lot of ramifications of that. One of my friends suggested I take up quilting, and I wasn't really tickled about it, but I started doing that. And I found that it was a tremendous outlet to me to be able to take my hurts and my dark imagery of this awful time of my life and try to create something creative from it, something tangible, and something beautiful. And quilts are comforting, whether they're a small art quilt or a bed quilt. They represent to me something tangible and comforting. And I was able to put so much of my hurts into that and create beauty out of ashes. I have entered several national veterans art shows, and I've placed second nationally both times I've entered. I hope to continue to do that and maybe win first. I don't know.